Speaking of stress, before we get into it, did you hear about the man who was so super sensitive that he had to stop going to football games? You see, every time the team got into a huddle, he thought they were talking about it. The reality of stress, as you well know, and I'm not informing you of anything, and I know that now, but it is a part of life. It hits everybody, every one of us. We all have to deal with it, every one of us. And I want to give you just a quick definition of stress, just to get us thinking together. Stress is the human body's natural response to any change in the environment, physically, emotionally, violence, fear, when we speak of environment, that requires an action, reaction, or adjustment to what's normal. That's kind of a general picture of stress and what it brings to us. Now some quick thoughts, some of the ugly side, but facts about stress, just to get you thinking today. First, stress is one of the main factors causing insomnia and other sleep disorders. Do you have any problem sleeping at night, folks? We live in a stress-filled life and world, and you know that. A second thing is stress is a silent killer. It can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, depression, obesity, and many other health-related problems. It's just clear in the medical field. It's just true. A third thought is the reaction to stress makes the blood thicken. And part of this actually is a good thing. But when stress is continued and at a high level, the blood thickens and it becomes more sticky, which can lead to all kinds of problems as well as blood clots. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Ask any doctor that you know. High levels of stress over the long haul are tremendously unhealthy for you. And the truth is, it can kill you. It can take your life. It can take years off your life that would be more full. At least it can make the ones you have less productive and more difficult. Most would love to de-stress their life, wouldn't you? I mean, if I had a pill, if you could give me a buck and the stress would go down, would you give me a buck? How about 10? Should I continue? We'd all like to relieve stress in some way. And you're probably thinking, Jim, what the heck does this have to do with Christmas? What are you talking about stress for on Christmas? All these cute little kids up here? You could have just sat down and smiled. That would have been stressful. How can Christmas affect my stress? Listen to the real Christmas story as we walk through it. And listen well. And wait for it. Wait for it. In Luke 2, verse 8, it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields." The truth is, by the way, we're all a bunch of shepherds. You do know that, right? These were hardworking folks. These were normal people. They were salt-of-the-earth folks, truck drivers, Uber drivers. I mean, they didn't have that back then, but you know, hardworking guys. Keeping watch over the flocks at night. They worked a lot of hours. Sound familiar to anyone? An angel of the Lord appeared to them. This is not a normal sight for these shepherds. Hadn't probably ever happened before to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Just imagine a normal night, and bam! Brilliant, unbelievable wattage light, just shocking them. Verse 10, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid.'" Well, they had great reason to be afraid. Nothing had ever come at them like this. Easy for the angel to say. But what can really take away fear? What can displace it in our life? What can put it in the back seat in our life? Look at what the angel tells him. You kind of all know the story, but we'll walk through it for fun. Don't read ahead either, if you could. "I bring you good news, something different from before, that will cause great joy for all the people." The story these little kids and teenagers told us today. Something different is happening among you. You are going to hear news that will change everything, fellas, hard workers. It's so fascinating that God came to shepherds. not high-level people. There's great communication in that. He says today in verse 11, this very day, in the town of David, a Savior, Savior meaning one who rescues people, one who saves people, one who delivers people, has been born to you. Each one of us, the idea is individually here. He is the Messiah, the sent one, the chosen one, the Lord. He's the one with God the Father. He's God in human flesh. Verse 12, this will be a sign to you. We'll prove it in time if you follow, fellas. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. That later would be proven to be true. Verse 13, often one surprise leads to another, as you know in life. Same happens here. Suddenly, in an instant, you got one big, gnarly, bright angel talking out loud to these shepherds in their tongue. Suddenly, a great company, an army of angels, tens of thousands, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. What were they doing? They were praising God. Some think it was a choir. And I like to think that maybe this choir was very angelic today. But this was bigger and brighter and louder, singing praise to God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Words that honor the God of heaven. And on earth, and here it is, and on earth, peace. And what this is telling us, loud and clear, proclaiming from God Himself through His servants, is that peace with God is now available where before it wasn't. Now it is. Now it is. We can experience the peace of God in our life if we're willing to choose Him and follow Him. He says, to those on whom His favor rests. And the idea here is those who believe. And I know most of you have crossed over and you've believed. I get it. Good for you. But if you're in this room and you haven't, join us. Join these kids. Join us. Christmas offers us the capacity to live with peace. Thus, less stress. In John 14, 27, this is what Jesus said. If you want to listen to Him, and I encourage you to do it. He says, peace I, Jesus, me, leave with you. Real, lasting peace starts with a person standing before God. When you have peace with God, you got everything. You got the most important thing. He says, my peace, look at these words, my peace I give to you freely, no charge. And He makes it personal with us. I'll give you my peace. Fellas, gals, it's available to impact your lives, to lead your lives, to protect your lives, to make you strong. The same peace He experienced is offered to us. This is scary good. He says, I do not give as the world gives. The world can't offer this kind of lasting peace. Yeah, it makes promises, no doubt about it. We can believe the lie that the right job, the right amount of money in the bank, the right level of health, the right relationship will produce peace, but it's just not true. It makes things better, there's no doubt about it. Because of the peace Jesus offers, we can impact the level of fear in our life. He says, because of this, do not let your hearts be troubled. We talked about that last Sunday, agitated, stirred up. And do not be afraid. Trusting me, Jesus says, can limit fear. We need to limit our fear with faith in Him. If we do, we end up changing stress in our life. I want you to watch this. Then I'll just share some closing words and thoughts. Hopefully it'll touch your heart.
Would you consider your life peaceful right now?
No. Not at all.
Could you say that your life is peaceful?
In today's age, I think it's very difficult for anyone to find peace.
Would you consider your life peaceful? No. The job is really stressful, so overall, no. But I try to do what I can to get by, so. Where do you find peace?
Where do I find peace? In the trees.
How so?
Those are living, breathing, eating creatures. I think they're awesome.
Okay. Where does peace come from?
Well, to some degree internal, realizing that we have all the same powers and amazing entities that trees and nature has.
Tell me three things that worry you.
When the world is going to end, what I'm going to be doing in the next few years, who am I marry? I think that worries me.
Okay. Where does peace come from?
Inside, I think. For me, the ocean, because it's a place that I connect with myself, just in the how big it is and how, like, I don't know, permanent.
Where does peace come from?
Peace comes from being totally happy with yourself and your decisions. You can't totally be happy if you have questions in your mind, and that's where I think total peace comes from.
Where does peace come from?
Within, in the heart, from love, from friends and family. And basically, that's where I find peace.
Would you consider your life peaceful right now?
No, because there's too much killing and violence and stuff going around. I mean, you couldn't even, like back in the old days, you can leave your door open and, you know, people wouldn't say too much and then people kidnapping and stuff, so I don't think it's peace.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Name three things that worry you.
I'd have to say also STDs. Flunking out of school and going to heaven.
Going to heaven worries you?
Well, what worries me is not going there.
So where do you find peace?
At home, on my couch, watching sports, baseball, football, that sort of stuff.
Where does peace come from?
Peace comes from relaxation, friends, family.
Would you consider your life peaceful right now?
Very. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Where does peace come from?
It comes from inside.
Where do you think peace comes from?
Within.
Where does peace come from?
I think you have to make your own peace.
Where does peace come from?
Inside, I think.
Where does peace come from?
Within.
Where do you think peace comes from?
Where do I think? I know where peace comes from.
Okay.
I know. I mean, I think the Bible teaches it best. You know, Jesus said something. He said, "The peace I give, not like the world gives." You know, I think it's found in the book of John. So, the peace that people really need, which I think is the lasting peace, comes from knowing God, not just God, but having a connection with faith in Christ Jesus. And I think that's what many people miss. I found that. And I think it works. I've lived that life for some years now, and I think it's a true word that Jesus spoke. So that's where peace comes from.
People are so lost. Please, for me, do not get me any Starbucks cards or presents. Just get Jesus. Please. Although I appreciate the Starbucks cards, but please, please get him. One gal said this. I love it. She said, "I love Jesus because in our crazy slide six, Joseph, I'm so overwhelming him, he didn't think. I got to put something on the board. I love Jesus because in our crazy, messy world, He is my peace. To know that shifts gears for you. It makes you different. The message from Jesus, and I want you to hear this loud and clear, is not I need to get better. Not I need to do well. Or to be happy. Or to be loved. Or to get richer. I need Jesus. I need Him. And somehow, that is what these kids were trying to sing to us and tell us. Choosing to follow Him is not just wise, it changes things. It puts you in a different place. It offloads this thing called stress. And it makes things more peaceful. Yeah, life is not going to go the way you want. We'll close with this quote by C.S. Lewis. God doesn't want something from us. We always think that. What do you want, God? What can I do for you? How can I make you do what I want you to do? He simply wants us. You. Give yourself to Him. How do I do that? Well, start following Him. Start getting interested in who Jesus is. Take a baby step towards Him. Come to church once a month. Or better yet, just give me a year. Give me 2016. Come on, man up. And just listen to this stuff week after week, even if it's a little boring, a little dry every once in a while, and less humor than you want. Just come, sit in this room. We're not going to bug you. You can hold on to your wallet every week if you want. Hold it. Hold it. I'm sorry, I'm just messing with you. It is so good to know Him and to have a personal relationship with Him. And live your life sensing His smile in your imperfections, in your failures, and in the mess that life can be. Just start following Him. Take a baby step towards Him. Let's pray. Lord, thank You that we can be together and talk of these things and see our kids stand up here. And boy, having grandkids up here, wow, getting old. But Lord, this is exciting stuff. May the truth sip into our life. And if you've got a guy or gal here that's far away from You, love them, Jesus. Let them see how good it is and how wonderful it is to get close to You. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, thank You, thank You, thank You. You guys got set up.
Hey, buddy.
So you're off Friday?
Yeah, we take off Friday night.
Okay, cool, man.
We're just trying to get Ted and Jenny settled before.
Oh. Then, so. Well, you know, I know how much it is a month for 24-hour services. $9,900.
I think
it's $10,000 a month.
I think they're moving into a facility. I think that's.
Oh, soon this week.
Can't get them in
like a Pacific
week.
Inn type place?
There's a place called Sunrise right around the corner from us.
Oh, okay.
Right up on PCH.
So they can visit their house?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll go back to the house much, but the people that are near where we are, yeah, visit them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
contact is huge.
A little more research to do, but I think we have a meeting with them this afternoon to get the whole process rolling. Right.
So. Boy, the intensity of life, you know, speaking of stress. Well, I was thinking, when are you going, one day, when it's right, like if you're driving to Phoenix, in a, like you asked your daughter, what car should I drive? I want to just go with you and I'll fly home.
Okay.
Or I'll stay a night, or I don't care. I mean, I don't want to ever be in the way. But when you get in one of your good cars, I want to get, why not? You know, you're alone. Absolutely. I'll give you a carpool lane. I'm good for something. You know, we'll get lunch, we'll get a day together, uh-huh. And you're spending the day there anyway.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can put up with me for a whole day, I think.
I think I could.
So,
I can always tell the friends that I have the real connection with are the ones that you spend a couple hours with.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like you had so many more things you wanted to talk about.
Right, right, right. No, it's rare. No, well, it's beyond rare.
Yeah.
It's one hand at best. And then you're a private guy anyway, so, but you got to trust, you got to be safe with them, you know, it's a strange, and it just, as life goes on, it goes like this, you know. So, I didn't know whether I could have just walked off and everybody would have visited for a half hour, but there's people in this room, you did not need to hear that message.
No.
But you know, you just
never
know.
Hurts.
No.
Thinking about how to just dial it down in life.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Oh, you got another event.
Yeah, we're staying. You know, right after this.
Huh?
Chanel has a gymnastics meet. Right after this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, literally, she'll be there late because she's got to rush out of here and rush over.
Well, I may not give my message.
She's got a big day.
Yeah. It is wild when you put all three of them together, you know?
I don't think we have any other than the stuff we're doing at the facility today for 10
G. Right.
I think that's the only other thing we have today. Other than try to watch a little football.
Yeah, I'm taping the Cowboy game. The Cowboys are over, but I sure like them. I don't know why. I want Tony Romo to win one. I don't think he's going to. He's good, though, when he's in there. But, you know, you can't stay healthy.
It's unfortunately, they had the offensive line. They shouldn't have let Murray get away.
Right.
That's
was
a
mistake.
Big mistake they made.
Yeah.
I think they would have been better off losing Des Bryant than losing Murray.
Yeah, attitude-wise.
You can plug receivers in easier than
And he knew the system. And he just was – he was worth three guys back there. And
well,
happy.
When you have a running game that works like that, the passing game is easy.
Yeah, that's true. It opens everything up.
When you let your running game drop off, it kills everything.
Well, the passing game
does not create a
running
game.
That with Rodgers, you know. He had a tough time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay, bud.
Enjoy.
Have a good day. It's over for me. Sugar's over.
Yeah.
It really is. And it is amazing when you stop eating it.
He was giving me crap last night, so I gotta go see it.
Yeah, you gotta deal with the judgment though. And I don't know how, you've just had to live with it. But when you watch other people and you know what it did to me, and it got medical. I mean, it's so funny. The doctor got through to me, you know. When you have insulin resistance, you're going to lose a leg, possibly. And the thought of, if you really believe you might lose a leg, changes things.
Yeah, because then it's where you go from there. Yeah. You can't exercise, or it's 8 times as difficult, right? Or just anything.
What? Everything.
Most guys, I say, unless they're bleeding or broken, they're probably not coming in. And then they're finally like, you know, or you get a good message from someone's like, option A or B.
Right. Yeah, how pounded do you want to get?
Yeah.
You know, how
pounded? What are you listening
to? Exactly.
Yeah. So you're going to join me, right?
Yeah, I'm I'm still on track with the vitamins, but I just got.
Nah, it ain't about the vitamins. It's about your mouth, man. It's all about your mouth. All day long.
Yeah. You go somewhere, somebody invites you somewhere, and then you look around and you go, this is it?
You still allow, like, a cheat day?
You do whatever you want, but
everybody's gotta have their own. Some people do well with cheat day. Some people, I'd say most people are kind of in or out, right?
Right.
Like I'm an all in or all out. I mean, you're like,
right.
But I mean, yeah, you still have to have a little bit of fun. But I think that when you cut it all out, you're A, you don't miss it. And B, when you do have it, you're like, it doesn't even taste that good.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I think sleeping and feeling better is probably like it's just like a whole different experience, right?
It's just right, that's all. And when something's really right, it just feels good, you know? So.
I'm going to go get Cal.
Go.
Okay. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I'm going to let you know, I'm going to go out for David's graduation. I don't know if you're
going
to fly
I'm going,
out there,
yeah.
So let me know when you're flying.
I'm going early. It's 1 o'clock. So
yeah,
I'm going to try to go at 8, 7. Okay. If you're going, I may go. Well, yeah. He'll be busy, but
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
I'll go. Is this fun for you?
It is.
It's different. You don't have the same power, but...
And being at, like, eye level.
Yeah.
Instead of just being up here.
Yeah, you could be on there, but that it don't matter.
She'd do a pretty good job, too.
Yeah.
Did you get in your guitar or hugging me?
I got Jamie's guitar.
So are you, like, an official roadie? Is that what you are? You're the man? And a soloist singing really high and good. Hi. Hello.
Hello. I was bragging about you.
Hey.
23 pounds.
It's over for me. The doctor scared me.
What'd you do? Oh, I thought you cut your leg off.
I was in my underwear the other day, and my wife is not a prolific complimenter like most wives are. You know,
my wife now.
Okay, well, you know, it's okay. She loves me. I know that. But she goes, Jim, your legs are so different, and the thinner, you know, and it's
they
just
look like toothpicks.
I don't know about that. I don't have those. Yeah. So
I look when I get dried off, the more I look in the mirror, I'm like,
not bad.
I
got the doctor just lit me up 6 weeks ago, you know, I'm being insulin resistant.
I'll tell you what mine did.
What?
As he's walking out of the room.
Oh.
We got to do something about that.
He touched you?
What the hell? Where did you get your degree at? That's what he said to me.
I was with Ben and I touched his stomach and he didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Well, he's a good friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he feels like...
Well, see, I feel... I'm not touching your belly. You might slug me.
Hey, my grandchildren do. You know, I'm like... You get what you get. Yeah. I am who I am. I wish I would love to shop. I wish I was... Vicky says to me... Dad, you know, I was reading online, and she says that most people with the cancer I have, if they live 5.5 years, only 12%. I said, wow, we got to start going to movies every week now because we got to get all our movies in before you die.
Well, she knows she's going to heaven.
And I said, you know, I'm probably going to go with you. She says, oh, no, you're not, because I'm going to go up there and die. Man, how are you?
Neighbor.
Good neighbor.
The best neighbor on the planet. You know, did they get decorated okay?
Let me.
Is it not a week? Give them time.
No, but what she has is three angels walking around her lawn.
I know. Well, they come from an angel, as you know.
That changes the whole thing.
Week.
I said to Chad, he's sitting in the driveway, I says, how's marriage? Isn't it wonderful? And he goes, yeah. And I says,
oh, sure. Can I have that bag back?
Hey, do you want the bag back?
I'm not going to give a message this next time, just because I don't want to.
Okay.
I know the Kazmaks have to leave, and they won't care. And a third of the people will be in here again.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
So
I don't get it. I can watch it online, right? It'll be on there.
I don't care. It's not that. It's like you got what I talked about, all right?
They were all singing Jesus Messiah. Was that not the most amazing?
Oh, yes. Yes. And leading the crowd, it was very good. It was very good.
I cry every time.
It was very good. Very good. Hey. Hey, Kenny, how are you, buddy? Tough night. Tough night for Mr. Weidman, man.
Well, tough night for my Jose Aldo.
Oh, he's your guy, and I want him to win so bad and shut that guy up. But, you know, the guy's tough, man. He got lucky. I know. It happens in MMA. One punch. You know, I could hit you the wrong way, and you might get knocked out by me.
It's just the right way, you know? Like, you know,
that little twist, man, that little left. And he...
He got him.
Yeah.
I had a guy on Thursday in the UFC. He, first exchange, they come out, touch gloves, they start punching each other. One guy's finger goes in the guy's eye this deep.
So, really? I didn't see there. Oh, that was on UFC Fight Pass. It wasn't on TV. That's bad. He might be hurt for life.
He had to get his eye had surgery the next day, but he didn't tear his retina. He just
That's great.
The cornea, lasered it shut. They said 7 to 10 days.
So does he win that?
No contest.
Oh.
Let's see. You got to see how deep this is in his eye. It's unbelievable.
Oh man, that could happen too accidentally.
11 seconds. No, fastest no contest in the history.
You weren't there last night, were you?
No, I had to come back here because I have four guys fighting this thing called RFA.
Oh, okay.
I had three guys fight, three guys.
It is so hard to be a coach. It's like being a dad.
Dude, you know what? Well, you're working with them, you have full control. Then you send them over there, and you go over there, and you don't know what the hell's gonna happen.
Well, you know, when a guy gets hit, he changes sometimes. Oh, wow. Good seeing you, buddy. I'm going to close this, all right, guys? Is that cool? Sure. How you doing, man? Hi, guys.
Awesome.
They were good, weren't they?
Oh, just adorable.
Yeah.
Your topic was excellent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're glad I did it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.